Country Bob FM.
Ready to have your life impacted in a significant, profound way?
And next, how is that going to happen?
Next 15 to 18 and a half minutes, the Bob Almanac will do just that.
Impressive.
Today, Wednesday, May 13th, 134th day of the year, 232 remaining. It was this date in 1607. Captains John Smith and Christopher Newport landed near the James River in the future town of Jamestown, Virginia. It was their second attempt to land. The first time the mosquitoes were too bad and they got chased back out further out at the sea. It was, of course, Jamestown was the first permanent English settlement.
Right.
And what would become eventually the United States. Kind of a big day in our history. 1607, the Europeans. They're here. 1637, the table knife was created by Cardinal Richelieu in France. Before that, they just used swords. How inconvenient was that to use a sword to butter your bread?
Very difficult.
And then I think later on they used the Arkansas toothpick. And then later they finally got the table knife. This date, 1637. Britain declared its neutrality in the American Civil War, 1861, on this date. Rumor has it they were cheering for the South. Privately. Behind closed doors, they wanted the South. They felt that Britain would still be stronger with the South that was running things and not the North. Because the South would have to rely on some manufacturing, and they could do some of that with Britain, etc. I think was the key, and then they'd be a strong trade partner with cotton and everything. Couldn't grow a lot of cotton on the British Isles, Neil. They don't got a lot of room out there for cotton.
No.
FYI.
That's where they needed to make friends with us.
1865, the last land engagement of the Civil War, even though it had been more than a month that General Lee surrendered at Appomattox. They were still fighting at Palmito Ranch, far south Texas.
Oh, boy.
Those poor people. Too bad they couldn't get a homing pigeon or something down there.
Something. Yeah.
They didn't know. The communication was just crazy. There was if Twitter was around, they would have known right away. Or texting.
Absolutely.
Hey, General, quit. We're done.
We got a tweet here. I think you're going to want to see this.
1958, the trademark Velcro was registered. So Velcro, and they're scared of losing their trademark. Again, if it's not the Velcro brand, don't call it Velcro. You can only call it Hook and Loop. If you continue to call it Velcro, they're going to lose their trademark, and that company, Velcro, is going to be a lot of money. Help them. Help you.
I get it.
With Velcro. Have you ever owned a pair of Velcro shoes? I have to admit that we did. I mean, it's all the rage there in the 80s.
I don't think I ever did. I don't think I did.
There's word that Velcro came down from the aliens. That's actually alien technology that was handed over in the 50s to the humans at Roswell. Look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, it's beyond our comprehension how it works.
Fact check.
It has to be future technology from an alien race, intelligent design. 67 on this date. Yankee Stadium is where we go.
Here's the payoff pitch. Looks like it. There it goes. It's out of here.
The Mick hit number 500 on this date. He would only play one more season. He was done in 68. This was 67 that he hit number 500. And then it was in 55 on the same date to backtrack. The Mick hit three consecutive home runs in a game.
Wow.
And each home run was at least 463 feet tail to tape. He could hit some moonshots, could he not?
The guy was an incredible talent. He just, like Tony O, had tore up his knees and it really ended his career.
And I think his lifestyle didn't do him any favors either.
Yeah.
When it came to
he was a carouser.
Lengthening his career. He was there. He could perform, but he also liked to party, I think.
Yes, he did.
Or have a good time, we should say. 1967. Let's remember Dan Blocker today.
Well, what do you say me and you go down and get us a couple of them donuts while Ops ain't looking?
Would that be all right?
All right. Well, you'd be downright insulted if any of them things was left by supper.
I would say Haas has mixed in a donut or two before dinner.
Yes, I think he has. And you know what? It really didn't spoil his appetite.
No, not at all.
He could still put away the groceries.
He was kind of the muscle of the Cartwright clan, wasn't he? If the fight needed to be, you know, little Joe would try to fight. And even when Charles got in fights on Little House on the Prairie, he was usually overmatched, and Victor French would have to come in, or John Garvey, Merlin Olsen would have to come in
and
fight for him.
Haas, yeah, he was the epitome.
He was the brawler.
The gentle giant.
He was the brawler when he needed. Exactly. But when he needed to get tough and punch a guy's lights out, he would.
You didn't want to make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Dan Blocker died. He was only 43.
He's a young man.
He was only 43. His son, Dirk, is currently on that show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He plays Sully, or the two of the ne'er-do-well sergeants or police officers, if you will, detectives.
He looks a little bit like his father.
Nine-Nine. He does, if you've seen it. Yeah. Dan Blocker, remembering him here, 72 is when he passed away.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
It's Texas Swing Time on the Bob Almanac.
That's a good time.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. He died on this date, 1975. He was 70. Of course, that's not him singing. He was more the band leader. He was the writer, and he played instruments, and he was the band leader. I don't know if he ever sang. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't.
Did he?
Maybe he did some of those. Yeah.
Bob Wills, the age of 70. In the news, 81.
10,000 or more had come to receive the blessing of Pope John Paul. Instead, amongst the cheering and the peal of bells announcing the arrival of the Pope, they heard gunfire and saw the Pope turn pale and collapse, bloody, into the arms of his aides.
And he survived. Pope John Paul II shot, wounded in an assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square.
Who does that?
By Turkish assailant. Well, it's a Turkish assailant. Mehmet Ali Agca.
Jeez.
This date, 1981, and the Pope Mobile was born.
Yep.
Little fishbowl. Kind of looked like a gremlin or a pacer. Although the glass here, of course, was bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 81, 89.
In center field, number 34, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett this date became the 35th major leaguer to hit four doubles in a single game. Four two-baggers. I don't know how many of those were ground rule doubles.
A few.
Or, 10-8 was the final. They defeated the Toronto Blue Jays on this date. You know, the 1987 Game 1 ALCS was on FSN last night.
Oh.
Wish you would have watched it.
I got to start checking that. I said that yesterday. I didn't do it. Well, I was golfing last night.
What I like about those ALCS games is that those haven't ever received as much attention as the World Series games.
Yeah.
So you kind of forget about it. I knew Gary Gaetti hit a couple of home runs to kind of get him going off of Doyle Alexander, of course, who they had traded earlier in the year for John Smoltz.
He was like 9-0 or something.
Yeah, since he came in. But yeah. Frankie Viola was 16-0 with the Sweet Music Viola sign hanging.
Love it.
So, that was kind of a matchup back and forth. Forget that the Twins were actually trailing by one in the game in the bottom of the eighth, and they come through with a big hit from Don Baylor.
That's right.
Tom Bernanski doubled. They scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth. The other thing about that 87 ALCS, players back then, especially the ones on the Tigers, they were so much more geeky looking. They all wore glasses. There was no such thing as LASIK. Players nowadays, they get
true.
LASIK or they wear contacts. That wasn't as popular back in the 80s and the 87 playoffs. They had Tommy Brookins and Pat Sheridan and some of these guys. My goodness, it looks like they should be working in a library or working at the DMV, not playing in the American League Championship Series. So that was 89. Kirby doing it. 89 was a good year for Kirby. He won his only batting title that year.
That was a heck of a year. He had a couple of really good years.
He hit 330-something. Well, in 88, he hit 356.
Wasn't
but Boggs enough. Was higher. No, it wasn't enough. 2003 in the news.
And we're really pleased today, this historic moment, introducing the first color U.S. currency and making our currency safer, smarter, more secure, staying ahead of counterfeiting. Making our currency the most secure we possibly can, staying ahead of technology.
This was the day 2003, totally redesigned version of the $20 bill. I mean, total departure from what it looked like before. You had Andrew Jackson off center. He was bigger. top of his head was over the little trim on the top of the bill. Yep. It was quite a different look, wasn't it?
For sure.
And it's changed a number of times since.
Yep.
Battling counterfeiters and launderers and drug dealers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
2003. We're still waiting for Harriet Tubman to take over on that, too. That's been delayed.
Right.
As the person on the $20 bill, 2013.
But in the summer of 2014, a year from now, I plan to retire from appearing on television at all. It has been an absolutely joyful, rewarding, challenging, fascinating, and occasionally bumpy ride, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Way to go, Barbara Walters, Bob Wawa, with 50 years in broadcasting under her belt.
Wow.
She announced her retirement this day, 2013, and a year ago, this stuff is still in the news.
Somber and silent, actress Felicity Huffman entered federal court in Boston today to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. The Desperate Housewives star breaking down, telling the judge her daughter had been getting extra time on tests since she was 11 and was working with a neuropsychologist. Huffman paid $15,000 to have an SAT proctor correct the answers on her daughter's exam.
It was the big college admissions scandal. Felicity Huffman pleading guilty. You hear about her. You hear about Aunt Becky. She's still involved in it as well. That was a year ago, 2009. Birthdays.
Gunsmoke. With Milburn Stone.
Who could possibly be from Gunsmoke and celebrating a birthday today, Neil?
Ken Curtis as Festus.
He's not Ken Curtis. It's
Buck Taylor.
Buck Taylor as Newley.
Yes, it's Buck Taylor. Buck Taylor, happy birthday. Born this date, 1938. He's 82 years old, and you got a chance to interview him.
Yeah, he was Newley O'Brien, of course, for many years. Came in at about 67. Stayed through the end of the program in 75, was a mainstay. And
who didn't get deputized on that show?
Well,
Miss Kitty?
Miss Kitty did not. I think did a couple times, or at least he was a part of a posse.
Nobody wanted to be deputy, so anybody, you know, it was Festus or Newley or the Drifter,
Thad,
the town drunk.
Yeah.
We need a deputy. Come on up.
I think Newley and Thad are the only ones who were regulars for any amount of time that are still alive.
You talked to Buck Taylor at the State Fair. He's very good at
art. He's a painter now.
Exactly.
Yeah, really a very, very nice man.
That would have been like me interviewing Richard Bull, who played Nels Olson on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
That had to be a thrill for you at the State Fair.
It was a huge thrill.
Just a few years ago.
And
so
he
happy,
was such a good guy.
82nd birthday to Buck Taylor. Now, his dad is this guy.
What would a kid like you be doing renting a place like this?
For a school, and I'm not a kid.
Well, you look like a kid.
That's because you're old. Everybody looks like a kid when you're old.
Who said?
My grandfather.
Yeah, so you want to rent this for school, huh?
Yep, for blind kids. My sister Mary and her husband are their teachers. I'm Laura Ingalls.
Well, my name is Houston.
Well, Mr. Houston.
No, it's not Mr. Houston. It's Houston Lamb.
It's Dub Taylor.
Yes.
He was good. He could yell, kind of like Jerry Stiller.
And he was in tons of movies and shows.
Dude. And one of his last appearances, Back to the Future 3.
Yes.
You go get him, Blacksmith.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel's on our list today.
What about you?
I'd really love not to go to prison. I can't even begin to describe how much I would love not to go to prison.
Someone's got to go to prison, man.
You know who's going to go to prison. It's Ed Stark.
Yeah,
the guy
who
plays Ed Stark,
yeah.
The bad guy. They're going to catch him up there in Boston. Harvey Keitel is 81.
I wonder if he'll be back for the third one.
Why not?
Well. They can feel it all over. Wow. They can
feel it all over. Stevie Wonder.
Pretty talented.
Big Duke Ellington fan. This guy was playing when he was really young.
Yes.
He's a great harmonica player. He has made so many appearances playing the harmonica on songs, and a lot of times not even credited.
Right.
Stevie Wonder. I think Garth Brooks Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. That we played that earlier this morning. I'm not sure. I think Stevie Wonder turned down or wasn't able to provide the harmonica for that. He should have. Stevie Wonder, 70 today. Bobby Valentine looking good in the Groucho Marx mask. Remember that? He got kicked out of the game when he was managing, I think, the Mets. And he came back from the clubhouse wearing a Groucho Marx mask.
Yeah, you had to give him credit for that.
So he's 70. Good. Another character, Dennis Rodman. If you're a cameraman, protect the goods.
The goods.
Dennis Rodman, he's a big part of The Last Dance.
Yes.
The Michael Jordan documentary. It's going on ESPN.
He's an interesting character.
He's 59.
Internet equality is more important than ever, as I learned this weekend when the interwebs tried to swallow me whole. But I am proud to say that I got lodged in its throat and it hacked me back up like a hastily chewed chicken wing.
Stephen Colbert, 56. That's him from his Colbert Report. And, of course, he took over for David Letterman on CBS. He's 56.
Let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing.
Darius Rucker, he was not Hootie. There really was nobody that was actually Hootie.
Right.
In Hootie and the Blowfish.
He got called Hootie a few times.
And I don't think he liked it. I really don't think he liked it. He got tired of it, is what I think. And, of course, he made the conversion over to country and has done a nice job.
Yep.
Really kind of fit in well.
Great voice.
54, a rapper of the day is Pusha T. Pusha T. Is 43.
Any relation to Mr. T?
I don't know. I knew you were going to ask it. I'd have to check and see how much metal he hangs around his neck. If
right.
it's anywhere close to Mr. T, you know there's some kind of relation.
Right on.
So he's 43, and then a vampire.
Vampire.
Yeah. Are you afraid?
No.
I am.
Then ask me the most basic question. What do we eat?
I think it's a combination of Hot Pockets and gummy bears. Vampires.
Right.
Who's your favorite vampire? Of course, that's Robert Pattinson from the Twilight films. I mean, you got your Count Chocula. You got your Bela Lugosi. You got your George Hamilton from Love at First Bite.
Right.
And you got your Grandpa Munster.
Right. I don't know. I'm old school, so I'd have to go Bela Lugosi.
Here's a question for you. It just came to me right now. Why do we call him Grandpa Munster? Did they ever call him on the show? Because he's not a Munster. Because he's from Lily's side of the family.
Mm.
He's not Munster.
He's really not.
He's not.
Yeah, what's Lily's maiden name?
We just call him Grandpa Munster. I bet you they never ever reference that on the show. Neil, get your staff on that, would you?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Robert Pattinson, he's going to be the new Batman, too. That has been delayed.
Okay.
34 today.
Gone but not forgotten, the Brown Bomber, Boxing Hall of Famer Joe Louis. He holds the record for the longest reign as heavyweight champ at nearly 12 years.
He had an arena named after him.
Yes, he did. Joe Louis Arena in St. Louis.
Detroit.
I mean, excuse me, you're right. Yep, Detroit.
You had Louis on your brain.
I did.
Louis.
Joe Louis, 1914. What about, I know she's one of your favorites, Bea Arthur.
Still worried about the money you owe the government?
Oh, no, Blanche. I'm worried about whether Michael Jackson will be able to buy the remains of the Elephant Man.
Her sarcastic comebacks were
pretty good.
Classic.
1922 for the talented Bea Arthur. They drank the Kool-Aid with him, Jim Jones. He was a terrible man. 1931.
Now, didn't you get a call from him? Like maybe a message left on your machine late 77, early 78? They were recruiting.
Come on over.
And you didn't call them back?
I didn't. No, I thought
that's probably a good thing.
That was a crank call.
But you did like Kool-Aid.
I did. I still do. Grape Kool-Aid was my favorite. Rockabilly singer, guitarist, the very talented Richie Valens.
Well, come on, let's go.
Anybody else would have played La Bamba. I dug a little deeper.
That is what you do. Richie Valens, of course, the day the music died, he went down in the plane. He was born on this day, 1941, and was only 17. Had not quite turned 18 yet when the plane crashed in 1959. What about a Motown singer, Mary Wells?
Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my God.
Great voice, great singer. Mary Wells there, born on this day, 1943. And one more, we lost her way too young. Country singer Larry White.
That's my baby. That's my baby. That's my diamond.
We kind of forgot about her a little
bit. Yeah, she did. She had a couple of hits.
She had three top tens, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And I took 90s. It upon myself to put her top hit Made it all the way up to number 5 into your Bobathon. Laurie White, Now I Know, nice. Is going to be a part of your Bobathon. I took it upon myself,
I love
Neil.
That.
I hope you don't mind.
I honor that.
Hope I'm not overreaching my bounds.
That's a good call. She all was right. born on this day, 1965. I can't remember if it was cancer or something.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah, that she was taken from us way too soon. And now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band High Horse or the High Hoss, Ricky Van Shelton, Hole in My Pocket, or the seldom heard from George Strait with Heartland?
Well, since Dan Blocker was on a high horse many times.
I feel bad for the horse. He's a big man.
Yeah, that horse saying, I didn't sign on for this. No. But let's go high horse, Nitty.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.